In 1974, one of the most famous mysteries in British criminal history took place when an aristocrat called Lord Lucan disappeared after the nanny to his children was murdered and his wife was brutally beaten. The story grips the public imagination because Lord Lucan still hasn't been found all these years later. Neil Berryman is the son of the murdered nanny, Sandra Rivett.
She was very bubbly, easygoing, easy to get on with. You know, just in general, just a lovely, normal person.
Sandra was an outgoing and beautiful 29-year-old. Neil never knew his mum because she gave him up for adoption, but he's found out as much as he can about her since.
I do have an email from Lady Lucan stating that Lord Lucan believed that Sandra was doing a really good job for his children. She worked very hard and she was the best nanny that she'd ever had, and the children loved her to bits.
Lord Lucan is often portrayed as a handsome James Bond-style character. He drove an Aston Martin, raced powerboats, spent time in casinos and came from an old aristocratic family. By the time of the murder, however, he was a professional gambler who was heavily in debt and whose 10-year marriage had fallen apart. He was involved in a bitter custody battle with his wife Veronica over their three children, and he'd moved out of the family home to live in a flat nearby. Sandra usually took Thursday evenings off to have a drink with her boyfriend in the local pub. On this particular Thursday, however, she decided to stay home because she was feeling a bit under the weather. She put the two younger children, aged 4 and 7, to bed and left the eldest to watch Top of the Pops on TV, which played an eclectic mix of songs that night.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm.
Sandra then collected a tray of used mugs from different rooms and went downstairs to make a cup of tea for herself and Lady Lucan.
And went to turn on the light, and the light bulb had been taken out, I believe, from the police records and placed on a cushion. Whoever then murdered my mother thought that it was Lady Lucan that was coming down with the cutlery, and then basically hit my mother over the head several times with a blunt instrument.
After about 10 minutes, Lady Lucan went downstairs to see where Sandra had got to and was herself attacked.
She was hit 3 or 4 times across the forehead or the front of the head, collapsed and then started fighting with the man. She kicked him in the groin area. While he was trying to force his fingers down her throat.
Lady Lucan managed to fight off the attacker and is the only person who can identify him. Detective David Gehring took a police statement the next day.
She told us briefly what had happened, how that she'd been attacked by her husband, Lord Lucan.
I think maybe they both were so exhausted. There must have been a lot of confusion. And Lord Lucan then calmed Lady Lucan down and took her upstairs to clean her up, which is very bizarre.
It is indeed bizarre, if true, that after killing Sandra, who he liked, and trying to kill his wife, he should then change his mind and tend to her wounds. Lady Lucan, meanwhile, chose a moment when he was in the bathroom to run out of the house and call for help at the local pub. When the police arrived, the body of Sandra Rivett was lying in a pool of blood, stuffed in a large mail sack, but Lord Lucan was nowhere to be seen. He'd fled in a borrowed car to the house of an old friend called Susan Maxwell Scott in the village of Uckfield, 40 miles south of London.